had a profound influence on my life and really changed directions for me. And I was very interested in the philosophy of nonviolence. It was very intriguing to me because as I grew up in New York City, I heard a lot of racial epithets. You know, there was a name for everybody. If you were Italian or you were Jewish or you were black or you were Puerto Rican, I mean, there was a slur, and that's the way you were categorized. And the streets were violent. And I was very interested in this philosophy of nonviolence. And later on, when I went to that march in Washington, that was a profound impact because there I was with multitudes of people who were marching and singing and concerned about changing history and ending what essentially was American apartheid. And Martin Luther King's nonviolent tactics for social change was so different and such a revolutionary idea to me. Mm-hmm. That it intrigued me so much that later on, after I had graduated college and was eligible for the draft, I decided that I was going to become a conscientious objector and embrace nonviolence as a philosophy for the rest of my life.